there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the Christmas Show Spectacular here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The gift giving has reached a fever pitch. I think we're, maybe about a third of the way in all the gifts there. Bill, what do you think?
I'd say we're somewhere between a third and a half.
All right. I think it's my turn. So basically,
it is.
I get to
pick. Do we have to recap?
Yeah, well, who has what? Let me run it through.
I've got a bottle of Grey Goose and a Blu-ray DVD of The Hangover.
The Hangover? Oh, wait, it's my turn. Let's not go any farther and give me The Hangover. I'll take that.
This is twice now you've stolen from me. You also stole from me that completely white album from the Beatles.
He also steals my jokes.
Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. I consider that a compliment.
So, Bill, you get to pick again.
I will get to pick again in just a second, but why don't you guys recap what you all have. Drunken Santa, what do you have?
I got a Rolling Stones DVD.
Sweet.
Awesome. You know, I Keith Richards is my idol.
Yeah, is he?
And I also have a bottle of Malibu coconut rum.
Oh, go figure.
And it's Reef Check.
Which means it's Scuba Radio Drunken Santa proof. It has a safety cap on
it. I'll get
You're not
in
allowed
there.
To open that in here, Santa.
I'll get in there.
No. No, you're not allowed to.
Well, the rules are made to be broken.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll see about that. All right, Kelly, what'd you get? What do you got so far?
I have Bailey's chocolate and rum, Captain Morgan.
All right, so she has two booze-filled products.
And Kelly also has something else. My undivided attention.
Very nice.
Now, what just happened, Greg, is that I stole from Single Scott. You told us when we were supposed to get these gifts, we were supposed to get something that we wanted.
Right.
So when I went out shopping, I was hungry.
You're
so
hungry, huh?
So I got a $10 gift certificate to Burger King.
Nice.
And in there was also two bricks of tea.
Of course.
Yeah, it's tea. Yeah.
They look like books.
It's two bricks. We haven't opened it to confirm that.
Yeah. Well, you better open that right now.
I stole it from Single Scott.
That could be a brick of Afghanistan hash.
It could be. You may never know.
That's right.
I stole it. You'd have to steal it back from me to get it.
I would have to steal it and then smoke it.
Yes, all right. You would.
So you stole Scott's gift. Scott, what do you have now? So you just picked something from the pile again.
I did. I got another Blu-ray.
A Blu-ray disc?
Yes.
Oh, Bruno!
Yeah. And I have a Blu-ray player, so that's
good.
Hey,
you guys may think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I think that Bruno guy's gay.
Get out.
Oh, really?
I think that's just talk.
He seems
a
little, woo!
And the Urban Dictionary. This is good material for the show.
Yeah, we probably need this.
You guys are all older, and I thought that the new terminology, we all need to get you guys caught up. I will get you caught up with the dictionary.
So yes. This is basically to make us more hip?
I'm trying whatever I could do.
We don't need to be any hipper. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Groovy. Yeah.
That's right, daddy-o.
Yeah,
that's
cool, right.
Dude.
And Mermaid Angela, what have you gotten so far?
Well, I just got some swell gifts. I mean,
basically,
as you can see, you know, everyone's like ravishly stealing everybody else's gifts and bypassing me.
I think it's fair to say that Mermaid Angela is incredible underwater, but she's a crappy gift picker.
I am.
She got a scuba bumblebee. What the hell is this?
I have no idea.
What is this? Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Oh, it's a Christmas ornament.
Mm. There's it's one hanging from my microphone.
A scuba diving bumblebee.
I actually thought that CJ forgot some of his gifts, and he just took stuff from the studio and wrapped them up. And I'm like, oh my God, that was just, you know.
No. CJ is the best gift giver ever.
Yeah, if CJ had a microphone to talk on, we'd get to hear from CJ. Oh, yeah. He's got a very cool Santa pimp
that's
hat
right.
today.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately,
thank you very
Drunken
much.
Santa is monopolizing
God,
the microphone.
That's what I meant.
Stinks.
You've been hanging out by the eggnog
God,
there,
like
dude.
Vodka. Good Lord.
All right, so you brought the bumblebee.
I do have a question, though.
Uh-huh.
If Bill was hungry when he bought the Burger King gift
yes.
card, what was Angela when she bought that can opener?
She might have been hungry, too.
I don't know. Okay.
All right, moving on. We have Clay McCarl on from Explorer Ventures to take us away from this nonsense.
Best introductory introduction for Clay ever.
Yeah, well,
best lead-in ever.
He's not drunk. He's not a Santa, but I have heard he kind of has
How do we know he's not drunk?
He's elf-like qualities, right, Clay?
Oh, he hung up.
Clay? Are you there, Clay? Are you with us, Clay?
Maybe not. He's underwater.
Actually, I think he is shipwrecked on the island of misfit toys. And cell service isn't that great there. Clay, are you with us?
I'm with you. Can you hear me?
There he is. Okay. All right. You just had to move around there by the Jack in the Box guy.
The Charlie in the Box.
Charlie in the
Nobody
Box.
Nobody
right.
wants a Charlie in the Box.
Yes. Clay, how you doing, buddy? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. You know, I was just wandering around here trying to figure out whether I'm hip or not. I haven't figured it out yet. So.
Yeah, well, we
Any
have a
hints,
book
let me
that'll
know.
Help you out.
Clay, I
book.
Can help you out. We have a tutor right here. The book is just great.
Yes.
Sounds
so
good.
We'll get you all hip to our jive for sure. Now, Clay, obviously we're having quite a festive show today, and one of the things that, I've been talking about the last couple of weeks is giving the gift of scuba, and what would be the ultimate gift, and that would be, of course, a trip on one of your liveaboards with Explorer Ventures, is it not? Come on, help me out here.
I would definitely think that'd be the case.
Yes.
I'd have issues with anybody that argued otherwise.
I'm hip. I mean, that's it is. It's that is the ultimate dive adventure, and a lot of people don't. You know, they keep forgetting about giving the gift of scuba, and giving away a trip, or giving a trip to, a liveaboard to the to your better half or your dive buddy has some added value for yourself because usually they have to take you with them. So, you can be a little bit self-serving in the gift-giving process, which is A-okay in my book.
I don't have any problem with it, personally.
Yeah. Now, Explorer Ventures, I know you guys are running some really good deals right now. Let's run through some of these for everyone. You have this list in front of you, or what?
I got it memorized, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Since you run the place, you know what kind of specials you're running, I guess, don't you?
I really appreciate that you think I know what I'm doing after talking to my staff all the time. They seem to disabuse me of that notion pretty frequently, but that's good. That's good. I appreciate it.
It is. Well, hey, better you than me. That's for sure. but let's share some of these specials. What are some of the things you have going on right now at Explorer Ventures?
Well, we still got some space on the January 2nd departure of Caribbean Explorer 2. It's out in the northeastern Caribbean, going between St. Martin, Saba, Station, and St. Kitts right now up through March. But the January 2nd trip has $500 off per person. We still have a few spaces left on that trip. We had the same special running on the Turks and Caicos boat, but that filled up. So we've got a few left in the northeastern Caribbean, and we've also got the end of January and I believe it's January 23rd and February 6th, is it? You got it in front of you, don't you?
Yeah, January 23rd, February 6th, northeast Caribbean. It says more the merrier. What does that mean? Just the more people we bring, the better, or what?
That basically means you bring two people, you get 10% off each, three people, 15%, four people, 20%, and so on.
Nice.
All right, now, hold on, though. I mean, January in the Caribbean, you're going to be breaking ice off of the boat. What's the water temperature?
Yeah, it's like it was
degrees.
Grenada. You know, when we were down in Grenada, we weren't that far away from Saba and Station St. Kitts. So, and so it was pretty, tropical down there.
It's pretty cold. Well, isn't it, Clay?
I just want to know how geographically challenged the people on this show are at the moment.
Why? What did I mess up?
Icebergs in the Caribbean? Come
I'm
on.
I'm pretty
now.
Confident. No, you're telling
now
me
we've
no.
Got middle of winter. We've got middle of winter in North America. We've got probably 75, 76 degree water temperatures, and you know, easily a 5 mil suit. Most often a 3 mil suit is real comfortable down there.
So the people
and,
that are breaking
visibility in the winter is great.
So the people that are breaking the ice to get into the quarries in the greater Chicagoland area are, and Clay, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but agree with me if you want to, complete idiots. Because they could just get on a plane and fly down.
I hate to say that, but, I mean, you know, I live in Wyoming. People ask me where I dive up here, and I always say, why the heck would I dive up here? So I can sympathize a little bit. It's a lot better to get down to warm water in my mind.
And it's not hard. It's easy to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you hop on a plane and you're there in no time. And
exactly.
And you know, like I said, the specials you guys are running right now, it's quite impressive. You know, you got assuming you have three friends, you can really save a bundle. But you know, for me that may be a little difficult.
Is there anywhere down there to land a sleigh and a tiny reindeer?
That's Scuba Radio Drunken Santa there, Clay. I apologize.
I'm coming down to dive.
I thought the red nose was supposed to be in front.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, he
got one at the front and one in the back.
Exactly.
I was eating some pistachios.
All right, so if you go to exploreventures.com, you can find out about these specials, all about the itineraries, and you can call them up and book your trip today and take advantage of some of those specials. If that weren't enough,
and it's not,
our friends at Explore Ventures been nice enough to donate a trip. I don't know if Clay knows this. So
Hold on.
You're donating a trip with us for the Our World Underwater show in Chicago?
No, they don't tell me anything.
They didn't tell. I knew they didn't tell. Well, Merry Christmas, Clay. You're giving
Merry
us
Christmas
a trip to
give
away. Yes. Yeah, we're giving away a trip to the Turks and Caicos or the Bahamas itinerary to a lucky patron of the Our World Underwater show as part of our little broadcast. Mermaid Angela is going to be there.
Now, wait a sec. Where is Our World Underwater? Where is that show?
Chicago,
where the people are idiots if they're trying to dive in the quarries and not getting on a plane and flying down and taking one of these Explore
Ventures. What's the number one dive site in Chicago, Clay?
O'Hare.
Well, there you go. He gave it away.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's O'Hare. Trust me.
It's O'Hare.
Yeah, O'Hare International Airport.
Sears Tower.
Yeah. I would be wrong. But come to that show. You might win a trip from Scuba Radio and Explorer Ventures. And, Clay, we thank you so much for that and distracting us just long enough to keep us out of trouble here on our holiday show spectacular, okay?
Actually, distracting us long enough to make everyone believe me when I say it's my turn for gift giving during the break.
I don't think so.
Let the stealing begin in the true Christmas spirit. We're going to start stealing each other's presents. Happy holidays. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Get all slushy too.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Hurry now.
Tump, get frosty, tump, go.
Yeah, shake that moneymaker, Kelly. Come on. Angela, break out that kissable massage oil you got.
That package needs to get unwrapped, Angela.
That's kissable.
Start the lotioning.
Great. Nice. Yes, it is the holiday show spectacular here at the World First Radio Show devoted to diving. Kelly, what? Come here. Sit on Santa's lap. Tell us what you want for Christmas. What? What do you want?
Everything that I want, nothing that I need.
What? I didn't hear what you said, Kelly. What?
I think she said.
What'd you say, Drunken Santa?
She said she wants me.
You said what?
Yes, I wanted the naughty Santa.
You want the naughty Santa? Kelly's been drinking.
So during the break, we've been doing some stealing. We've been doing some grabbing of presents. Greg, do you want to recap that?
Yes. So far, I think I'm doing the best. I got a
and
Beatles.
Angela's doing the absolute god.
I am on the bottom. I'm la- just, no! Just, la- just, repeat.
Just how we like you.
Yeah.
Hey, you so, quiet yeah, over there.
Now watch it. Angela, so far you've got a Bumblebee Diver Christmas ornament.
I hope nobody steals that.
A DVD of Pete Townsend in the attic now that he's out of the closet. And what is it? Kissable massage oil from Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do with that?
Massage it and then get
it
kissed
off. I gotta read the directions.
Yes.
I gotta read the directions.
Kelly, do you know what that is for?
Repeat.
What is that gift?
You just put it there and lick, lick like a lollipop.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. My God.
Does that go back to the whole bottle opener thing?
Could happen.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Wow. Oh, my God.
All right. So, Drunken Santa, what do you got? Oh, he's got two bottles of booze.
I got.
surprise.
Crazy.
I got the Rolling Stones. I got a Christmas CD. And I got a bottle of
Grey Goose, which he stole from me.
Vodka.
Immediately after I stole his coconut rum.
All right, whose turn is it here?
Actually, it's Kelly's turn.
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model's already entertained us once. We got to play that song
Kelly,
again, Bill.
Can I rack it up? We'll get that in there.
All right. Take your top off now.
Sure.
Oh, there you go. Merry Christmas to us all.
Oh! Merry Christmas, everybody.
God help us, everyone.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
God bless us, everyone.
Hey, Scott, you owe me $5. I said they were real. Come on.
Best $5 I ever spent.
All right, it's Kelly's turn. Kelly, are you going to steal or are you going to grab something new?
I want to steal.
Okay, what are you going to steal? Tell us. What?
The Hangover Blu-ray.
She stole
that's
my
twice.
She stole
that's been
my
stolen
gift.
Twice. Next steal, it stays where it gets stolen.
Oh, I hate you. What the hell's the matter with you,
Kelly? You've already stolen
now, Greg,
my
that
heart.
Means
mine.
You get two turns in a row, Greg. Now,
yeah.
Oh,
it's
I do.
Your regular turn and your steal turn. So you get two in
yeah,
a row.
No, it's just, you can't take it back. That's true. I can't take it back. But let's
however,
see,
I could steal it.
Oh yeah,
Angela could end up with something good finally.
Yeah, that's
you know what
I'm waiting for.
Give me the Four Christmases Blu-ray DVD from Single all Scott.
Right.
I'll take
nice.
That back.
All
the right. missus will enjoy that.
All right, so that's your steal. That's
my,
your steal.
Now I get
one.
To go.
Now you get your regular turn, and then
now
Scott
I get to
gets
go.
A steal turn too.
He gets to steal first, and then
okay.
I go back to me.
So you get a steal turn first.
It's starting to get ugly
Greg.
Now.
Yes.
You know, Kelly's on my list now. And it's not the good list. You know what I'm saying?
She's on my list, too.
She stole
and it
my...
Is a very
oh!
Good
you son of a bitch!
Oh. Yeah, the Christmas joy is starting to go right out the window as
Scott,
everybody starts stealing.
Scott just stole Grey Goose from a drunken Santa.
That's not good.
Wow.
Everybody went through a metal detector on the way into the studio, right? So no one's packing.
No one's...
Okay,
well, actually...
Checking.
Isn't this the third time it's been stolen, so this is mine.
Is it? I don't know. Who's keeping score? Who had that first?
I stole it.
Scott? Or yeah.
No, actually, you know what? I don't think I stole it. I think I got it. So I think that's the second time.
Yeah, yes. One more try.
Coming
still
back
alive.
To Papa.
you can't
Sandy,
steal it back.
Well, he can take it back after another turn's been
right.
taken.
After
yes,
another turn.
Yes.
If it's later.
Just
yes.
No.
He just can't do it on the same round.
All right. Your turn,
trust
Drunken
me.
Santa.
Can I just take Kelly?
Yes, have her. Take a good game.
Oh, I heard
go.
For Christmas.
Hey, now, quit that.
All right.
Okay, so...
He's going right
he's
in
going
for another
for
bottle.
New.
There's another bottle
man,
in the
it's starting
stack.
To get ugly here. It's starting to get ugly.
Maybe a jar of moonshine.
You know, he goes for the same shape gift every single time. And he's so predictable.
Cocktail peanuts, who knew?
What the
oh
heck
my
is
God.
That?
Uh-oh. This is the best Christmas ever!
What is... Georgia moonshine.
Oh, my God.
It's a jar of moonshine.
Suck it. Suck it, Scott.
Only Scuba Radio Drunken Santa would be happy with
this
moonshine over Grey Goose.
Christmas ever.
God bless us, everyone. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK
K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I hate this game. I hate it, I tell you.
I can't believe you tried to steal my makeup.
Well, it's either that or the kissable massage oil or lotion.
With all due respect, if anyone needs it, you're the guy.
You make a good point.
Yes. All right, it's my turn. I get to actually steal something or,
pick
everyone hold
new.
Up their gifts. I want to see what's available here. Something's missing that I know I want. I wanted to get the Hangover DVD back, but I can't do that due to the rules. That
probably a Peter Townsend movie.
Peter Townsend?
Yeah, Bill is enforcing the rules here.
What do you got there, Drunken Santa?
Do you want to see my package? Is that what you're saying?
He's got the Rolling Stones DVD against the Moonshine and the Grey Goose. Ooh.
You know what I've just noticed?
Yeah.
Greg is actually stealing back the gifts he bought.
That's right.
And he knows there's one that he wants to steal, which hasn't been opened yet.
He can't find it.
No, I'm debating. It's either
that's a tax write-off, isn't it?
Bruno or I want the Rolling Stones. Let's see. What? No, I don't want to. Give me the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Come on.
I'm staying with the music theme. Right. It'll complement my Beatles.
Beatles.
White album. Yeah. All right, so Drunken Santa, it's your turn
Everyone
again.
Everyone's stealing from me. That's not what Christmas is all about.
Welcome to the real world, loser.
Don't try Drunken Santa. I've got some makeup.
He's
for
already
you
taken
you
Kelly once. But
hey,
she can't be taken twice.
He might need that makeup to cover up his black eyes.
He's been wobbling
all over
times.
The place.
Hey,
yeah.
This room, it's a little unsteady.
Yeah. That's the moonshine talking right there.
So it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on.
He's taking his headphones off to actually scope out. What's he doing to Mermaid Angela there?
Angels.
What is that? You know, hopefully you're enjoying this as much at home as
Charlie's
you are here.
Tubby Angel.
I doubt it, but, you know, it's our holiday Christmas party, and you're invited along for the ride. Check out the website, scubaradio.com, brand new website, new photos. We'll have photos up from our
blog
holiday show,
too, right?
Spectacular.
We used Burger King bags.
Yeah, we're blogging. Everybody has their own blog, individual blog. All right, he's picking something. We'll tell you what he got after the break.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
Nasty.
One that will make my dayline start to show.
You are absolutely gorgeous, but your voice isn't gorgeous.
Where my only mission is to get you to listen to Greggy on Scuba Radio.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
You got a
everybody.
With every mouthpiece that I buy.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Be my next dive buddy and be Mr. Right. Or at least Mr. Right Now.
Oh my God!
And may all your Christmases be bright. This is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. If you be naughty, maybe I'll show up under your tree.
All right, yeah, maybe, Kelly, but I'll tell you what. I'm still taking the hangover if I get a shot. I don't care what you say.
Whatever.
If you show up under my tree, I don't give a damn. I want the present.
Kelly.
Hello, anyway.
Kelly, yeah. Kelly, that song was beautiful. But let me ask you something.
Yeah?
Hey, did you have an ear infection as a child? You need to see a specialist.
It was me. She's blaming me. For what, though? I thought it sounded good. You sound good.
Thank Greg?
Yeah.
Greg, what? Have you ever had an ear infection?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So during the break, mm-hmm. some things happened in the Dirty Santa.
Yes.
First, CJ got the Lady Gaga CD.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm.
And then Angela,
awesome.
In a fit of rage, decided she would not end up with only one gift that she liked and stole it immediately.
Very excited about it.
Yeah,
very
she stole
excited.
The Lady Gaga.
It was literally in my hand about 10 seconds.
the Fame Monster CD.
I love her.
Yeah,
I love
the deluxe edition, too, mm-hmm. by the way.
Then so, CJ went and grabbed another gift and got another great gift.
Taylor Swift.
Which is kind of like the
Platinum
country
edition,
version.
It's a DVD. It's an audio CD.
Taylor Swift. It's like the country version of Lady Gaga.
The word went out
like
there.
The cute version.
The word went out there. If you steal this from CJ, you're actually stealing it from his child.
Yes.
I'm going to give this to my daughter. Yeah, she loves Taylor Swift.
All right. Very nice.
So then suddenly it was my turn.
Yeah.
And I have gone, instead of stealing the hangover, which I was all close.
I think you'll find you made a smart choice.
Can you describe the wrapping to us?
What is that?
It's a Burger King bag.
Oh, nice.
You said you were hungry.
This is the classy wrapping.
It's a bag of fries.
It's the sort of thing which appeals to me.
Don't be fooled.
All right, open it. Show us what's in your sack. Bill is reaching into his sack. Kelly, you want to help him with that?
No.
Yes.
God, what is that?
Hey, this goes with your can opener.
I almost got that today, too.
It's an interesting shaped lollipop.
That's the real lollipop.
Why does it come with a napkin?
That's not a napkin. That's a.
It's sticky.
Yes, that's.
Greg was confused earlier. He thought my bottle opener was the lollipop, but this is the real lollipop here.
Oh boy, we're going downhill from here.
Fast. Angel wants to steal it from me, though.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
IBC presents America's favorite family in a special Christmas episode.
Hi, Mom. Where's Dad? Should have been home by now.
Well, Wally, I know your father. He's out chasing beaver.
Father loves beaver.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And welcome back to the Christmas Show Spectacular. Dave, you're on Scuba Radio. Welcome. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. I just wanted to call and say have a Merry Christmas this coming Friday, and not too happy of a new year.
Yes, well, it can't be too happy, I guess.
It is actually in the state of Florida against the law to be too happy.
This is true. This is true. And
it's something to do with the economy. I don't understand it entirely.
That may be the issue. All right, look, we're already looking forward to 2010. This is the last show of 2009 for Scuba Radio, because we're taking a break next week. Then we'll be back in full effect through the month of January, and then shortly thereafter in February. It's time for Our World Underwater. Pat Hammer is the man behind the madness, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Pat, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy? Happy holidays.
Hey, I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
We're feeling fine. We've been delving into the eggnog a little bit too much today on our office Christmas party there, Pat.
That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it?
Yes.
Here's the thing that may be a little bit unusual. I'm trying to keep myself together here.
Yeah.
I made 14 copies of my naked buttocks, and then I realized we don't have a photocopier.
Yes, that was a bad thing.
You don't want to use Angela's desk.
Yeah. And my laptop is broken now. So I don't know what to do about that, but at least I know what I need for Christmas. And I'll let the world know. Now, Pat,
I think Bill needs a razor.
Oh, brother.
Good call, now, Santa.
Now, Pat, we already told everybody that at Our World Underwater, we're going to give away a liveaboard trip from our friends at Explore Ventures. So if you come out and hang with us here in February for Our World, you'll have a shot at that. What else is coming up for that big event here? Let's see. It's February 10th, right? Am I right?
19th. No, 19th and 20th, 21.
There we go. Okay. So those are the dates. And, of course, you can go to ourworldunderwater.com. But what else is going on this year at the event?
Well, we have some great film festivals. The lineups are phenomenal. All right, so it's going to be a huge presentation. Booths, we're over 200 booths. So it's going to be a lot of people there with, you know, dive equipment, as well as we've got a ton of people coming in for tourism boards. So like South Pacific, we've got about 3 or 4 different groups there.
Now,
the travel's going to be big.
We got a phone call earlier this week from Al Gore. And I don't know if you've got a weather forecast, if you've got a farmer's almanac or anything like this, but Al Gore assures me it'll be 84 for the Our World Underwater show.
Oh, you know, I got to believe him.
It'll be 84 inside the convention center, maybe.
It won't even be 84 in the convention center. Maybe in your room.
Yeah, good point. You're probably right there.
But it's going to be nice. It's going to be a great weekend. Everything, you know, between the Hyatt and the convention center, you'd never have to go outside.
This is true. You just go up there and you hang out in the hotel at the Hyatt there and hang out in the convention center all weekend with a bunch of diving friends and think warm thoughts. And I think that's kind of what you guys do up there in Chicago this time of year, and that's how you get
actually,
through this
drink.
Winter.
They drink.
We do that. We look at beautiful pictures of the Caribbean and say, one day I'll get back there.
Yes. And
they eat a lot of ham, too.
A lot of ham.
But the show does that. I mean, it gets people thinking about warm weather and getting out of their house. You know, we've been in the... You know, house is all December and January. Looking at the snow or shoveling the snow. So
yes.
It's a good break, you know, from the bad weather.
Yeah, a little break from, you know, get away from that cabin fever thing, at least mentally, right? And that's what the show does. It always amazes me the outpouring of support that we get every time we go up to Chicago for this show. It's The divers are quite enthusiastic.
I can't imagine why that is. You show up, you give away a free trip to the Caribbean, and you can't imagine why you get a great reception from a place where it's 0 degrees in the sun.
Only one of a few trips. We had a couple of trips we're giving away this year.
Yeah, they're pulling out all the stops. But I was going to say, we didn't give away a trip last year, and they still were like
they
that.
They thought you were going to. I started a rumor.
No, they actually came over for the mermaids.
Ah.
Mermaid Angela is going to be there again this year, as well as the librarian is our newest.
Noah Wiley is going to be there?
No. Our newest mermaid, Amy the librarian, is going to come out and help us out in Chicago this year, too. You ready for this, Pat? So
I am, buddy.
So our mermaids are, we have a nurse. Angela is also a nurse, and then we have a mermaid that's also a librarian. So if you pass out, we'll be able to cover you. And if you're having trouble with the Dewey Decimal System, we'll be able to assist you at Our World Underwater this year as well.
Have them suit up ready to go at our cocktail party. We're going to kick off this show
with a huge cocktail party
celebrating our 40 years.
You know what? I don't think any of the mermaids do any drinking. I think they're probably going to pass.
Yeah, well,
Greg and I will take theirs.
Okay. Yeah, good point.
Hey, probably not.
Drunken Santa's taking dibs.
It's good, and it's going to be 98 in my pants.
Oh, brother. Okay. Well, Pat, appreciate it. It's ourworldunderwater.com. We'll see you in February. And, my friend, have a great holiday, okay?
And all of you, too. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Take care. Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's Pat Hammer, Our World Underwater.
I'm Hammer.
Big dive show. No, that's Pat Hammer.
Oh.
Is his name.
Yeah, okay.
So, all right, we're almost through our gift-giving adventure here. Whose turn is this?
It's Kelly's turn.
Kelly. She's trying to debate whether or not to end the festivities by the... Well, there's two gifts
there's two
left,
gifts, so she can't end it. She cannot end it. She wants to.
Okay, you want the Grey Goose? Is that what you said? All right, she's taking Scott's Grey Goose.
That is the final steal on the Grey Goose.
Grey Goose is done. It's stolen. Kelly has it. Nobody else can take it
now,
from here on out.
Now it's my turn.
Now it's Scott's turn.
I was supposed to be after Scott, and then he got stolen.
Yeah, so he gets to pick something. He's taking the merch!
Oh, no!
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is dry right now. He has no more booze.
Now, CJ has two turns now?
CJ?
Did Scott get a turn? Scott didn't get a turn. No.
I'm next, I think, aren't I? After Kelly?
CJ gets to go
because he got stolen from.
Yes. Hmm. All right, what's it going to be?
What's available?
Nothing, really. All the booze has been stolen.
This lollipop.
Yeah, there's a lollipop.
Oh, yummy.
And some makeup.
There's some Captain something or other there, rum. And there's
you can take
something over there behind door number one and two. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Let me think about that.
Yeah. He's trying to like, okay, do I want vodka or rum? Vodka or rum? Vodka or rum? We'll find out after the break.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Feliz Navidad. That means Merry Christmas in Spanish. Say it. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Sing it, Kelly, it's your native language.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
This is Portuguese, isn't it?
I
want to
wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, yes.
I want to wish you
everybody
a Merry Christmas.
Come on.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, wow.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes,
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero. I didn't think we were going to open up the moonshine until after Scuba Radio Drunken Santa went home. Are you having a good time there, Santa?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, well,
CJ's not having anywhere near as much fun as you are.
Yeah, well, he just passed out over there by the
he can't handle the moonshine.
Yeah, he couldn't deal with it.
Well,
he was our first casualty. But everybody else having a good time. Scott, good time?
Had a great time. Got a lot of good presents.
Now, whose turn is it? We're almost done.
It's your turn.
Kelly.
It's my turn?
No, it's
oh, Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly. Kelly.
What are you going to do, Kelly?
Greg stole from Kelly.
Come on, Kelly. What are you going to pick? What do you want?
The rum, the captain?
The yeah. Captain Morgan yeah, yeah, is at least the second time. I don't know if
yeah,
it's
this
the third
is, it's
time.
It's done. If she takes it, it's
yeah,
ours.
That's three.
That's
all right,
locked
so now
in.
It's me, huh?
And it's plastic bottle, so that's it's safe. It's
that's,
a Kelly.
That's not called the Traveler.
All right, now.
Traveler.
That's the Traveler.
Scott, is any of your stuff safe there?
The rum is safe.
The rum
that's
is safe.
A problem.
Bill is
that's
scoping.
That's a problem. I'm looking
to steal
here.
A
all
gift
the
or
alcohol
end the festivities once
all
and
the
for all.
Bill got makeup.
Hey, there's a DVD about Bruno here you could get, Bill.
Perfect.
That would go with your makeup and your lollipop
it
quite well.
Surely would. I'm stealing Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend.
Yay!
Oh! Angela, you made her day. Bill I fulfilled her Christmas wish, which gives her one more shot to pick
to go now?
Yeah.
She can start this. She
you
can
take
end it
the
if
Taylor
wants.
Swift suite CD. I know how you love country.
I want this book.
She wants a book of slang.
It's hilarious.
Because the only person who is hip enough to know what any of the stuff in the book is needs
I'll
a book to reaffirm.
If Scott puts an end to it, taking the last gift.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That'll do it. Hope you enjoyed our Christmas show spectacular as much as we enjoyed it doing it for you. Till next week, or till next year. It's always better down where it's wetter. Remember.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.